Selling poll, Boris Johnson is no Churchill. He's not even a cut-price Marshall Tito. By James Delling poll on October 5, 2021. I am just back from what, if the globalist cabal has its way, will almost certainly be my last foreign vacation. It was in Croatia, a country I last visited when it was still part of Yugoslavia. Today it is quite unrecognizable from the grim, crumbling communist dump I remember from the early 80s. The food is good, the atmosphere welcoming, and the people understand the meaning of freedom. This attitude goes right to the top. Croatia's president Zoran Milanovic is one of the few world leaders to have taken a principled stance against the authoritarian world takeover currently being enacted under the risible pretext of public health. Last month, in an interview, Milanovic said that Croatians had been vaccinated enough and we will not be vaccinated anymore in Croatia. The media spread panic and nonsense, Milanovic boldly proclaimed. I start every day with CNN and those few channels and I wonder if I am normal or are they crazy. They spread panic. They do it from the beginning. And there is no life without risk, without the possibility of getting sick, Milanovic added. People get sick from a thousand other more serious things. And while that's happening, we've been talking about COVID-19 for a year and a half. We need to know what the goal of this frenzy is. If the goal is to completely eradicate the virus, then we have the goal. I have not heard that this is the goal. If someone tells me it's a goal, I will tell him he's out of his mind. Oh, the contrast with the overregulated, overtaxed, brainwashed prison camp of mostly compliant sheep and grim apparatchiks to which I am now unhappily returned. Boris Johnson's United Kingdom is much, much closer politically, socially and economically to Tito's Yugoslavia than it is to Milanovic's Croatia. This includes the ludicrous pretense, promulgated by a compliant, cowed, bought and paid for mainstream media, that we are living in any kind of democracy. The charade of the Conservative Party conference, currently being staged for the gullible grassroots who will imagine to their dying breath that Boris did a great job combating what he recently called a pandemic on a scale which this country has not seen before in our lifetimes and long before, is about as credible and honest and democratic as a meeting of the Federal Assembly of the Socialist Federal Republic of Yugoslavia. Let's not dignify any of these craven stooges of the globalist elite with the name conservative. The left-slash-right divide was, in any case, never more than an illusion designed to give us cattle-like proles a sense of agency and choice where none truly existed. Let's definitely not kid ourselves that there exists within the government, or indeed anywhere within organized party politics, a faction of sound, principled people who, given the right opportunity, would steer the nation towards the paths of righteousness. I knew all this before I had my brief escape from the UK. But it's even clearer once you've been away for a week and you come back to stories like senior Tories urge Johnson to live up to low tax claims. It's pure pantomime. There's not a snowball's chance in hell that the government won't raise taxes in the next budget to cover their monstrous overspending on utterly pointless projects like HS2 or mass COVID testing. This is just a case of useless backbenchers, or, in some cases, cabinet members, going through the motions. That fake news story from The Telegraph, home of fake news for deluded conservatives, continues. Mr. Rees-Mogg warned that raising taxes could actually lead to lower tax revenue as people and companies move to avoid the hike, arguing, the issue is that you set higher rates and you get less tax. No shit, Jacob. Useless free market think tanks have been making this laffer curve point for years. Probably knowing, as I now realize, that it wasn't going to make the blindest bit of difference to conservative policy because the conservatives are not conservative. They're just a wing of the globalist uniparty which has taken over the world and is hell-bent on using ever higher taxes as part of the concerted globalist campaign to crush small and medium-sized business, to crush entrepreneurship, to crush the free market economy and, ultimately, to render the entire population dependent on universal basic income. If Jacob Rees-Mogg were seriously concerned about what he rightly identifies as the massive damage to prosperity that will inevitably be wrought by Johnson's and Sunak's impending tax hikes, he wouldn't just be talking the talk, he would be walking the walk. I did not become a conservative MP to see my beloved country and my loyal Somerset voters needlessly punished in order to enrich and empower the 1% of the 1% that constitutes the globalist elite. I resign the whip and I'm becoming an independent, he would say if he had an ounce of principle. But he doesn't. None of them does. And the most dishonest of them all, though by no means the worst, is Boris Johnson. He told us he wanted to be Winston Churchill. He's not even a cut-price Marshall Tito.